For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of 410 Sports Talk. I'm James Haskell, along with my co-host Glenn Martin, and we're here on a special edition, free agency edition on a Monday night. We're here live with you guys to break down day one. I mean, I know day one is still ongoing, but as it stands right now, obviously a lot of moves have been made. A lot of moves haven't been made, which is probably what we'll also talk about. But of course, DK is in the background as well. But if you're new to the show, make sure you hit the subscribe button. Make sure you turn your notifications. Give us a like if you're enjoying the content. And as always, you can find all of our shows on anywhere you listen to your podcasts as well. So find us there. But Glenn, it's Monday. How are you feeling now that a Kabul of Ravens are no longer Ravens?
Yeah, certainly the news has been high flying today. Like, this has been a very active day one of the legal tampering period. And I guess I should have expected it, but honestly, I didn't expect this many players to be, you know, linked with teams and inking deals already. It was kind of surprising to see. But yeah, a lot of interesting moves, a lot of moves inner division around the league. If you look around, there's a lot of big name players switching to teams in their own division, which has left some fan bases and even some famous former players kind of tweeting at guys. And man, there's a lot of saltiness going around right now. And it was a surprising amount of moves. But what was not surprising, Jimbo, was the Ravens' lack of involvement, right? Like, we're used to the Ravens not being incredibly involved in day one of free agency. Now, they have on occasion, they've gotten guys early, but for the vast majority of their history, they've been relatively quiet when it comes to those day one splash picks. And today was no different, right, Jimbo? I mean, they stayed quiet. And like you said, we watched some Ravens go out the door. So where should we start when it comes to this free agency tracker, Jimbo?
Yeah, well, before we get into specific names, I just want to say this, Glenn. If you are a newer Ravens fan, or if you're for some reason expecting the Ravens to make a move today, I think it's appropriate to say, generally in free agency, if you're a Ravens fan, it gets worse before it gets better. It has to. I just want to say that, because today it'll feel like the sky is falling, but just, you know, hold your horses. Let's give it a moment. Let's give Eric and and the team time to to be patient. Let the patience pay off, and let's see what the Ravens do, because they'll make an appropriate move, as they usually do. So I just feel compelled to say that before we start running through this list, because there's a lot of Ravens fans. There might be some in the comments. There might be some, you know, all throughout the world that are like, what is happening? We're losing everyone, because there's a whole litany of guys that we're losing. But just remember, the Ravens generally get these things right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at last year, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, there's a ton of other examples, right? Let's just remember that, just like Ozzie Newsome always said, the season doesn't start till September.
That's right.
Not day one of free agency. So I think what we should do, probably let's start with the Ravens players that are no longer Ravens. You guys already know the Ravens made a splash in free agency, just really quickly. Obviously signing, retaining our guy, Justin Medibike, after Chris Jones' deal makes Justin Medibike's deal look like peanuts. So I'm all right with that. He's younger. It's a shorter deal for less money. And I know Chris Jones is Chris Jones, but, you know, it's still great that Medibike only reset the market for like 15 minutes.
Right.
You know? So yeah, obviously you got Medibike, and I just want to point that one out, and we signed Nelly a while ago, but let's talk about the guys that were in the news today that, you know, that are no longer Ravens, right? So, Glenn, are you good with audio? Oh, yeah, no problem. So the first one we'll talk about, DK, do you have a graphic for the Ravens guys? Okay. You want to pull that one up? Jimbo? Yeah, I got you.
Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah. My mic.
Yeah. I saw your face and I was like, if you don't, DK, no worries. We'll just run through it. Yeah, that's fine.
It's okay. So yeah, I got some here.
Okay, cool. Yeah, let's do it.
All right, cool. So should I share the post on the screen?
Hey, if you want. How are you feeling?
All right. Well, the first one I'll bring up, special teamer primarily, but also spent some time at wide receiver. Devin Duvernay was announced on Twitter. Here I'm popping up on the screen now. Let's see, courtesy of Mr. Rappaport, the rap sheet. As you can see here, all pro special teamer Devin Duvernay has agreed to a deal with the Jaguars. He'll get 2 years worth $8.5 million in base salary with an upgrade to 12.5, according to his agent, which, I mean, Jimbo, to me, shout out and congratulations to Devin Duvernay for getting that kind of a bag. Securing that type of money will certainly change his life, his family's life forever. In my opinion, I can see why the Ravens would not have wanted to match certain a deal like that. Like, I like Devin Duvernay. I think he's a heck of a player. But to me, his most valuable role is as a returner. And the NFL every year does more and more to get the return out of football. So it's tough for a return specialist to make an impact. And to me, as a receiver, he didn't bring a ton to the table. But what were your thoughts on seeing Devin Duvernay walk out the door?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I love Devin, and I wanted him to do more offensively, but he didn't win the reps, whatever it was. You know, the guys didn't want to see him more out there. So I'm happy for him, happy he made his money. And I think he'll be used in Jacksonville. It'd be interesting to see how Peters uses him. But it just didn't work out here, and I wouldn't have wanted to pay that price either.
Yeah, there's no doubt. You can't pay everyone, and man, yeah, seems a little bit steep. All right, and then yeah, we got some other news here. This one, Jimbo, I know this is gonna hurt your feelings, man, and I don't like to hurt your feelings, you know. I gotta break your heart.
Debatable. You might enjoy this.
That's a little debatable, but not this one, not this time. But I normally, you're right. That might be a debate, but not this time, Jimbo. I got to throw it up on the screen here. As you can see, Schefter first tweeted it. This is a comment from Jeff on the matter here. He says, Gus Edwards reached an agreement, 2-year deal with the Chargers. He's now reuniting with Greg Roman. And, you know, I think it's interesting what they're doing over in Charger land, when they are clearly building Baltimore West with the lesser of the Harbaugh brothers, in my opinion. And then having our player personnel guy, Joe Ortiz, be their GM. And of course, now you have Gus Edwards there. You have Greg Roman as the offensive coordinator. I believe I saw on staff also, who's the guy we got from Tressman? Tressman's on the staff. Oh, Mark Tressman. Yep, Tressman's out there. So there's lots of Ravens connections. What do you think about losing Gus to the Chargers?
Yeah, you know, really quickly, you know what Jim did? He just drove down the road, and like all the guys in the orange jumpsuits were, you know, former Ravens OCs that had just flamed out, and he just started picking them up off the side of the road, and let's do this thing!
Let's do it. We can do it.
Bring it back! You know, this one stung, for sure. This one hurt. But I am not... I think it's a good move for Gus.
Yeah.
Because he's much more valuable there. And I can't be upset at Gus after the AFC Championship game. Like, dude, give him the ball. Like, if the writing isn't on the wall for you as a player in that moment, what am I doing?
Yeah.
No, you know, I know Gus had a ton of touchdowns this year, but there wasn't a single game, in my opinion, that we got to see Gus Edwards, the Mariano Rivera of football games. Yep. That I can think of, right? Like, that's why, to me, Gus held so much values, because they knew he was running. He was going to do it anyway. And I think that Greg Roman obviously likes him, believes in him, and he got some good money. It's a great deal for them. So hurt,
easy transition, hurt, right?
Yeah, hurt for me, but I get it for him.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a good move for him. He sets his career high in touchdowns last year, and I imagine that he's going to have a chance to rival that this year. Yep. In the Greg Roman offense, and let's see what they do with Herbert steering the boat there. All right, next one I have here. We have this one. This one's going to hurt some feelings, Jimbo, because of where he goes. Geno Stone, we know it was a long shot for him to come back to Baltimore after such a fantastic season, but he's going to the Bengals, Jimbo. He goes to the Bengals, which, look, this isn't the most high-profile player today to change teams in their own division, and so it stole some of the highlights. What were your thoughts when you saw Geno going to the Bengals?
Yeah, to me, it was like just business, right? Like, he went to the highest bidder. Once again, I get it. You're a late-round pick. This is probably going to be the biggest contract of your career. you go after the bag and doesn't, I mean, the moon could come calling, right? Yep. And you're going to the moon. Just that simple. Yep. Yeah, it's a bummer. I don't know how much he's going to be able to help them out. I mean, it's obviously something the Ravens are going to have to
consider.
Well,
look, they got rid of their two Pro Bowl safeties.
I mean like against the Ravens.
Oh, okay, okay. But they, you remember, they lost their two Pro Bowlers, and they missed them badly.
Yeah.
So I think they realized that we need to get help back at the safety position.
Yeah.
And Geno's instincts. Look, we talk about it all the time. The only negative length athlete I've ever heard of make it to professional sports. Literally. I don't know of another athlete in any sport that has negative arm length. The measurables.
There's got to be some old linemen out there somewhere, right? Some interior guys.
Maybe, but they need arm length. Like, yeah, it's true. So important. Look, Eric DaCosta called him the best seventh round pick in the history of the franchise. That's pretty damn impressive, what he's already done and what he'll, I'm sure, continue to do. Shout out to Geno. Hell of a career with the Raven, and we'll be rooting against him every time he plays the Ravens. I know that.
Two times a year, maybe more. We hope you play absolutely terrible. But,
trash.
It's also interesting that, obviously the Ravens are going to, I mean, I'm assuming they're going to end up netting a comp pick for Geno Stone, who was originally a sixth-round pick.
Dude, that's they're cool. Going to comp a lot. They're going to get a lot of comp picks this year, Jimbo.
Yeah, no, that's excellent.
Max says, those dang Bungles. Ravens going to go after Geno when we play them. Yeah, I mean, who knows? They may not want to go after Geno. We saw last year he was one of the league leaders in interceptions. They might want to steer clear, but we'll certainly know his weaknesses, or at least the parts of his game that he needs to work on.
Yeah.
But there's one other player.
Uh-huh.
One other player. And while it may not get the headlines that a lot of these other guys, this was certainly a guy that was on the list of just – Eric DaCosta's bargain just steals of the year. And he had a bunch of them last year. Kyle Van Noy was one of them. Jadeveon Clowney was another one. But I think this guy certainly was on that list, and you got to give him credit. And we lost him. Cornerback Ronald Darby goes to the Jaguars. 2 years worth $10 million max. And look, again, not a lot of the headlines, but man, how important was Ronald Darby to the success of this defense last
year? I mean, every time that Marlon Humphrey ended up banged up and injured, there was Darby coming in, you know, putting on the Superman cape and filling in valiantly, right? So, yeah, that's another tough one and an underrated one for sure. Shout out to him for bouncing back, came out, you know, coming off that ACL, played excellent. And you know, we're happy for him, man. I mean, once again, if we play you, we hope you play terrible, but happy for him, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
but you're right. It's going to hurt.
That you can't have too many good corners. Now, I think one thing we forget here in Baltimore, because we always talk about Marlon and we talk about Brandon Stevens now, which is awesome that he's now in that conversation of like cornerstones, especially when talking about the secondary. But Ardarius Washington is still in this team as well, ladies and gentlemen. And that guy is going to be starting, in my opinion, you know, it's your nickel spot. And occasionally you'll see Kyle Hamilton, I'm sure, move around like we saw all last year. But people forget that he's still under contract. So it's nice to know that, you know, it's not just Marlon and just Brandon Stevens. Ardarius is there too. And I think the coaches and I think we have a lot of confidence in them as well. But I think the next spot we're going to go to, Jimbo.
Let's do it.
Is we're going to go to just position by position. We have the free agency tracker here. And we'll just talk about the ones that are noteworthy in our opinion. You guys can certainly participate as well, but we're going to start right up at the top at the quarterback position. This is PFF's top free agent tracker here. As you can see, Baker Mayfield back with the Bucks. I think that was pretty much as expected. He played well for them. They needed a quarterback. They just re-signed Mike Evans. They had to get a quarterback in there, and he seemed to be the best of the options. So he goes back. Kirk Cousins, Jimbo, were you surprised to see, because the Minnesota wanted him back. There was mutual, like, wasn't like they wanted him gone. They were trying to come back. What do you think about him going over to Atlanta?
Look, Kirk, everyone says whatever they want about him. Kirk Cousins is a mercenary. That's what he is. He's a businessman. Yep. He's a businessman. Like, the dude is making ridiculous money. What'd he get? He got another $100 million guaranteed?
Yeah, 100 million.
I think that passes 200 million in guaranteed money in his career at this point.
This dude, like you said, the most successful mercenary.
Yeah, so you already knew he was going to the highest bidder. Of course he's going to say there's mutual interest. Sure, show me the money. Right? Yep. So I'm not surprised. I think it's a whatever. To me, people can say whatever they want about stats, but Kirk Cousins, Baker Mayfield, and Russell Wilson are one and the same.
Well, I'm glad you brought up.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So Wilson, yeah, there he is. Now, we bash.
Everyone's just fooling themselves. They're all the same guy.
Who would have thought Russell would be that guy? Now he is, but he wasn't 2 years ago. Now he's that guy. Look, we bashed them, for the Steelers, for sticking up for Kenny Pickett and say we're going to rock with this guy. We said you're nuts to not go after one of these free agents. There's so many hitting the market. Well, they end up going after him. They do bargain shop because he's getting paid handsomely for the Broncos to play against them. Mm-hmm. So they get one-year deal, $1.2 million, Russell Wilson. As a Ravens fan, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, this is crazy because adding to my last point, bear with me here, Glenn, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Of Baker Mayfield, of Kirk Cousins and Russell Wilson,
mm-hmm,
I think Russell Wilson is the best of the three. Say whatever you want about, you know, my argument is simply that Russ is always, he's done it when the lights are bright. The other two guys to me, like, sure.
Super Bowl, yeah.
You know what I mean? Baker had last year, they destroyed a limping Eagles team. But I am not super excited about, I would much rather play Kenny Pickett.
Hmm.
Say, anybody can say whatever you want about Russell Wilson. I'm not like seriously concerned about him, but if you give him a defense, you give him a run game,
mm-hmm,
and you allow him to improvise,
mm-hmm,
he's always caused some sort of problems.
Yeah.
So, look, I can understand what there's no downside here. He's way better than Kenny Pickett, and it makes me more concerned about playing the Steelers in the future than I would be if Kenny's under center. So, look, I know everyone wants to trash Rush, but Glenn, I don't think you can sit here and tell me on the show right now that you're less concerned with Wilson under center than you were with Kenny Pickett. I'm pretty sure you're more concerned.
You're 100% right. Yeah, I mean, Super Bowl winning quarterback. Yeah, he stunk last year, and by all the looks, he's a corny dude that maybe his teammates don't necessarily like him personally. But having said all that, you can like a guy this and that. When the guy gets you the ball as a receiver, you tend to like him a lot better. And I think Russell has a much better chance of getting the ball to his receivers than Kenny Pickett. I think George Pickens will have a big bump in his season. But Russell Wilson, in my opinion, he's still the third or fourth best quarterback in this division.
Yeah,
like,
it's pretty clear.
There's a big drop between what Lamar and Joe Burrow are putting out there, and then the big drop going down to the Steelers and Deshaun Watson for the Browns. So I do still think he's at best the third best quarterback in his own division. And you could probably argue fourth if Deshaun has a big year with, man, they got some talent now. I mean, they brought in some more talent at the wide receiver position. So we'll see. Veteran minimum, man. Hey, when you're, would they, $85 million in dead cap.
Make him go away, right?
Like, by far the record. The Broncos are just, I mean, it's them and the stinking ass, dude, the Carolina Panthers. I mean, look, we're going to get into them, but they had a massive haul of draft picks offered to them at the trade deadline last year, Jimbo. They decide to hang on to Brian Burns just to watch him leave anyway. Like, the haul that the Rams apparently had on the table was multiple first-round picks, Jimbo.
Mm. Mm.
They said, no, thanks. And now look. Oh, they're so silly. It's goofy.
No, goofballs, man. But yeah, I mean, Russ can get it done when the lights are bright. That's important at his position, period.
But we're still going to beat him into the day.
Yeah. I'm not.
Not worried about the Steelers. All right, let's move down. All right, Jimbo, this is the position that has been absolutely insane today.
Yeah.
And it's a position of need, obviously, for the Ravens. Yep. They currently have two running backs under contract. That's Justice Hill and an injured Keaton Mitchell. And there was a lot of Ravens fans hoping they would go after some of these big guys that you see on this list. And, man, did they fly off the boards. Adit says, how surprised are you on the number of running backs gone? Jimbo, how surprised were you to see all those guys signing? Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, man. I was surprised, pretty surprised. I thought, that some of them would sit out there longer. But I'm also not surprised that the Ravens didn't flinch. I'm not crazy. Are you like, are you surprised? No, they didn't,
not that they didn't,
you know?
Well, I guess the only reason I'm not surprised is because there's still a couple names on this list. Now, if those names were gone, then yeah, I'd be surprised
for sure. But I'll tell you what, of the five that are on the list, for those of you who cannot see the list, we're looking at PFF's free agency tracker. The you can see all these names on the list, but we're going to focus on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 right now that are still out there. Derrick Henry, J.K. There's more than that on this list. J.K. Dobbins, A.J. Dillon, Zach Moss, Deontay Freeman.
Deontay Foreman.
Who's Deontay Freeman? Isn't he an old player that we used to have on the team? Devontae Freeman, the Falcons running back, remember from back in the day?
And he played 1 year with us.
Jeez, a whiz. But they're getting one of these guys. I think it's pretty clear at this point.
Yeah, Tom Votto says, what do you guys think is more realistic, Henry, Jones, or Dobbins for running back? But in my opinion, have to sign one of those three. Yeah, I think, I guess I would say the most likely is probably Zach Moss. And we talked about it pre-show. The Ravens have a tendency of going after guys who do well against them. And if you remember last season when the Colts beat the Ravens, Zach Moss had a monster game both through the air and on the ground. So he's a proven three-down back who I don't think will be nearly as expensive as some of the guys at the top of this list, which is another typical Ravens signing. And
you can just tell him, Glenn, where he went to school.
That's right. He is a Ute. Along with Jimbo, another proud Ute.
That's right,
sitting
baby.
Here. It just so happened, coincidentally, be wearing his hoodie when we talk about it. But
probably wear it three times a week, but
let's quickly go over some of these names. Jimbo, yeah. Saquon goes from the Giants to the Eagles.
Love it. Good for you, Saquon.
And look, Tiki Barber said, you're dead to me. Who cares?
The Giants are garbage, hot garbage. They've done nothing. They're a laughingstock of the league. You know what, Tiki? The Giants are dead to everyone else except Jersey. Like, who cares about Daniel Jones and a pack of, you know, and Tommy DeVito? He's like the best story, the Italian stallion coming out of the Giants. Who cares about the Giants? What do you mean he's dead? Sorry that he wants to go to a real football team.
Hey.
Like, come on. Can you be mad at the guy?
No, certainly not. The Giants are the ones at fault.
You're dead to me. Shut up. All they did was hold him hostage for how many years?
Yeah, I mean, they played around. The saddest part of it, Saquon had to watch Danny Dimes get that paycheck.
Yeah, come on, man.
I mean, that's the part that, here? As a Giants fan, I can't be mad at Saquon. If they wouldn't have signed Danny Dimes to that ridiculous deal, he stinks.
Yeah.
And yet they gave him the money and did not give it to Saquon. So it's their own fault. It's silly. I'm surprised Tiki said it. It's goofy. But Josh Jacobs goes to Green Bay on a 4-year, $48 million deal and a surprise move. They cut Aaron Jones as kind of an answer. So it was brought up in the other tweet. Would you want to see what the Ravens, or at least kick the tires on Aaron Jones? Now, I will tell you this before you answer. Apparently, he was cut because they couldn't agree on a pay or a lower salary. He kind of wanted to get paid. So with that being said, you wanted to kick the tires on Aaron Jones.
Yeah, I'm interested in what he can, you know, what the Ravens, what his opinion, what their opinion of his, of him is. The only thing I don't know off the top of my head, Glenn, you might know this better than me. What is the offense? What is the scheme that they run in Green Bay in comparison to what we run? Is it a zone blocking?
They run a zone in Green Bay.
Right. And so how much of that will translate? Yeah. That not that that's a concern, but certainly that's a consideration.
But we have ran some. We definitely integrated some of the zone scheme last year. So maybe next year we'll have more.
But I think it's at least a conversation consider, right, when you're going after a guy like this. And also that, look, it might be a 1 year deal. But the thing is that he's hungry. He's looking for, you know, to rebound and regain value in the NFL. So, you know, all that lines. I think he's what, 29.
Yeah, I believe so.
29 years old.
Who, Jacobs?
No. Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Or not Derrick Henry. What am I saying? Gosh dang it. We were just talking about the kid out of Green Bay. I'm losing.
Oh, Aaron Jones. He's not 29, is he? No way he's that old.
Hold on.
Is he that old? I wouldn't think
he's 29. He's 29, yeah.
Oh my gosh, he's been around that long. Wow. That shocks me.
Yeah. Okay. So, but my point is that I think that there is an opportunity there, right?
Yeah.
Now I want to ask you about, you know, these guys saying if you, not that it has to be either or, but you got Derrick Henry out there, you got J.K. Dobbins out there. First question is J.K. starting to sound better to you? Number one. Number two, is Derrick Henry your now out in front number one preference?
Well, certainly he's the number one preference, Derrick Henry. There's no doubt about it. I'd be okay with Zach Moss. I like, you know, what the skill set he would provide, but Derrick Henry would certainly put a smile on my face. J.K. Dobbins, I want to see what he's got, but to me, he's not the answer. He's like, he's a guy, like, I wouldn't mind seeing him and Derrick Henry because he's getting the minimum. Dobbins has zero market. Like, whatever the vet minimum is what I would expect J.K. to get.
Yeah.
So, Zach Moss and J.K., sure. But to me, and look, somebody pointed this out in one of our comments. I mean, when's the last time a running back has returned from an Achilles injury and had any level of success? I mean, Cam Akers had it briefly, but now he got ran out of town in L.A. and then got hurt soon after he got to Minnesota.
Yeah.
So he made a good point. There's not a ton. Now, apparently this surgery is innovative. It's different in the way they repaired it and all that. But to rely on two injured running backs with Keaton and J.K., I think would be a mistake that they wouldn't make. But, yeah, if you want to tell me Zach Moss and J.K., I'd be happy. But Derrick Henry is obviously – he's my guy.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun as well. Of course, you know, part of me would love to see Zach Moss, but a lot of that would depend on the stable around him. You know, the combination of Zach and Keaton Mitchell, if he's back, would be fun to watch because Zach is more of your Swiss Army knife in a lot of ways. Not incredible at anything, but relatively good at everything type guy. And then you got Keaton, who's explosive. But yeah, as a standalone guy, it'd be fun to get Derrick Henry. I just wonder how Monken and Derrick Henry would jive. You know,
well, it might make Monken a little bit more likely to run the ball in a big game when you have a big name running back like that. But I want to ask, your Tony Pollard signs with the Titans. Tajay Spears thought he was going to be the number one running back in Tennessee for a very brief period of time. Do you buy into Tony Pollard?
I don't know. I mean, he's done well in the ways he's done things. He's got 2,000 yard seasons now, and they've looked kind of different. So he seems to be versatile. But I don't know. I don't know if the NFC
the leg ever since the leg, I don't know.
And how much do you benefit from having six games against relatively terrible teams? You know what I'm saying? But let's be honest, right? It's like at a college, what is it? The Big 12 that Oklahoma's in.
Yeah. No defense.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we talking about here? Baker threw for 5 million yards in the Big 12. Well, whoop-de-doo.
Look, he's not going to the best division in football either. But, you know, he's leaving the East, but he's going
to the South. He knows what's up.
He's not going to a bunch of world beaters. The Texans look pretty good, but
sniff the AFC North.
No, sir.
I already broke my leg once. I'm good.
That's right. That's right. Austin Eckler goes to the Commanders. 2 years, $11.5 million. DeAndre Swift.
He's got left.
Yeah, I mean, to me, he's just a beat-up dude. Like, he's a really, really good player. A guy that can get you 100 catches out of the backfield on top of, you know, 1,100 yards, you know, as a running back. But he's just always so beat up, Jimbo. Yeah. Always so beat up. DeAndre Swift had a disappointing tenure with the Eagles. He signs a 3-year, $24 million deal with the Bears. Singletary, formerly of the Bills, and then most recently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Recently of the Texans, who had a good second half of the year. He goes to the Giants 3 years. And then we talked about Gus going to the Chargers on a 2-year, $6 million contract. Antonio Gibson goes to the new England Patriots, not the no fun New England Patriots. That's right. Belichick is out of there. Antonio Gibson is the new running back, 3 years, $11 million. All right, let's move on to the wide receiver portion. Let me see. Oh, actually, do we have any super chats we could throw up here? Actually, let me throw this up here. Don C says, Glenn, James, and DK. Sorry, DK. He's like, what are you doing? I'm sorry. I didn't know. What do you think about bringing back Bozeman left guard? I'm not freaking out. So you were going to wait until. Yeah. I'm not freaking out. This is the Ravens modus operandi. Operandi. I don't know how. Operandi. Is it an I? No, I don't know. Yeah, we talked a little bit about that. What would you think about the Ravens bringing back Bradley Bozeman?
I don't know how much he wants to be back.
Yeah.
You know, obviously it's a business, but I mean, we know he's a quality player. He's a quality member of the community. Heaven forbid anything happens to Tyler Linderbaum. He's a quality backup, right? So he provides all of those things. So DK's in favor. I say it's about the money. And I mean, if it's our best option, I'm cool with it. I think that'd be great. Be great to have Bose back as long as he wants to be back. I don't know if he's a scorned lover or what the deal is, but yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's the question. What was the scenario in which he left? Because I remember it was a surprisingly low amount of money that he left for.
Yeah.
And I got to imagine the Ravens, I thought I remember the Ravens wanting him back and he ended up wanting a new change of scenery. If that's the case, I don't expect him back. He does have some athletic limitations as far as being
center
he was playing center for.
I think that's what he wanted to do.
Yeah, and obviously that position is filled here. So yeah, I just don't think he has the mobility to play guard here. At least not the one. You know, the Ravens would have to shrink their playbook a little bit if he was our left guard. But you never know. If they get desperate, they could end up turning to him. But I like Voorhees. I'm hopeful that he's back and healthy. I meant to hit hide. I hit show. DK is going to murder me. Don C says, if Saquon punches Tiki Barber in the face, would his twin brother Rondé Barber feel it? At least we ain't the Giants. Yeah, I mean.
Amen to that.
There's a few teams. The Giants, the stinking ass Panthers, dude. What are they doing, man?
Yeah.
They stink. But yeah, there's a lot of teams out there that you just shake your head and you go, that's why they are always a bad team, because they just traditionally always make bad decisions. Don C, I appreciate your continued generosity and support. You are the man. All right, Jimbo, let's get back to this list. Yeah. What do we got for a wide receiver?
Yeah, man. So there's a whole litany of guys, but I just want to name out a few big ones. Michael Pittman stays, of course, with the Colts. T. Higgins has been franchise tagged. We already knew that, but he's requested a trade.
Like when Lamar did it, where he's just trying to get the movement and the talk?
I don't know. I mean, wide receivers are divas. Yeah. And if there's money to be out there to be had, then I think he just knows that Chase is getting all the money.
Oh, he knows that. If whatever Burrow ain't getting. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Gabe Davis, another one. The AFC went down to the Jags to team up with Devin Duvernay. Let's see if there's any other big.
Dude, how many receivers do the Jags have? They have Duvernay. They got Gabe Davis. They got Christian Kirk. They got, they lost Ridley, right? Yeah. They lost Ridley.
Well, but he's still a free agent. I guess they could potentially resign him, right? But, yeah.
I mean, this makes it look like they're not going to. It just seems like every year they are free agent wide receiver shopping.
Yeah. Yeah, well, at least we ain't the Jags.
That's right.
You know, so, look, there's a lot of names out there. I honestly don't – and obviously OBJ's former Raven. I don't think the Ravens dipped their toe in this pool. I think they already did.
No,
they
Marquise
got Nelly.
Brown? No.
Nah. No. I'm good. You can stay out in the desert, Marquise.
Yeah. I mean, maybe there's a guy. I tell you what, if they could get a bargain guy on here, I wouldn't mind maybe seeing what Donovan Peoples-Jones has got. He's got some speed. He hurt us in the past. I guess there's not a lot of names.
That's funny because, like, one of the names that's appealing to me on here that's like Tyler Boyd would be fun as a third or fourth wide receiver just because
he's
dependable.
A Bengal.
You know, I know, but you know what I'm saying? He's killed us in the past.
He has. I can't get over that. He's
and Ridley, I don't know what his price tag's going to be, but.
Oh, that would be nice, but I think his price tag's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, he's a touchdown machine.
But you're right, though. It's not a very attractive list now that all those big name guys are back with their respective teams or elsewhere.
Is he on this list, DK?
He is.
Is he? Did I miss him?
Yeah, he's.
Oh, yeah, I did miss him. He's right under Kendrick Bourne. But I don't know. I wouldn't expect.
Underachiever.
Yeah, and if you're Ravens fans, I wouldn't expect the Ravens to make too many swings here.
No.
I would say offensively, focus on the O-line, focus on the running back room.
Donovan Peoples is my, that's my sneaky one. Yeah.
Hey, Mooney, I wonder what his price will be, too.
That's true. He could be interesting because he's got some ability. He's just never had a quarterback that could get him the rock.
Yeah. All right, let's move down here. What else we got, Glenn? I think we're going to skip tight ends. Oh, but Schultz got the big money.
Well, yeah,
from
I mean, we
Texans.
Can just quickly. Yeah, we're not going to say
yeah,
much.
Yeah, Hunter Henry got another 3 years from. He's staying in New England. Noah Fant has re-signed with the Seahawks. But yeah. Jonnu Smith, of course, that's one. I went to Miami on 2 years. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not too worried about this room
tight
because
end.
None of these guys are as good as our guys.
That's right.
Let's see, offensive tackle. Of course, this is an area to keep your eyes out. A lot of these guys don't.
How did Jermaine Illuminor turn into a tackle?
Right.
Remember,
well,
he
because
came
it's
in
the
from
Giants.
England.
It's
Remember,
the Giants.
He was in England, and we taught him how to play football in one of those weird, like, how did this guy end up having such a, I mean, shout out to that dude, turn into a long, long career. But, dude, he's your tackle, New York? Dimes is going to suck again.
Yeah. Well, look. Yeah, I don't know. You know what? I'm not even going to make the comparison.
Okay.
Because I was going to say the Lamborghini insurance thing, but Jones is not a Lamborghini.
No.
Like, you can't get cut rate insurance.
They
and you
paid
got a
for a Lamborghini
back there anyway.
And they got a Ford Mustang.
Yeah, they got a Ford Pinto. Fine, you can say Mustang, but it's like the automatic.
Well, you're comparing a Lamborghini to a Mustang.
Look, you know. But it's like the automatic six cylinder.
Oh, yeah, the base model. Not a Cobra, not a Mach 1. You're
not
talking
even a stick shift.
Yeah, the base model automatic, off the lot.
Yeah.
But yeah,
the
I mean,
guy drives down the street and acts like it's a stick.
Yeah, he's riding with his left hand, just
like lets off of the get out of like, here.
We know what that noise is. But the Patriots do re-sign both their tackles. Still a lot of tackles out there.
Yeah.
But I still think the Ravens are kind of painted into a corner with that $15 million.
Yeah,
in dead.
I agree.
There's just too much dead money. They can't get rid of Ronnie yet this year. Just can't do it.
Yeah, if we do anything, I guess it would be a right tackle. But, you know, we'll see what happens there.
But if you're going to do that, just let Moses stay. Like,
right.
It's not that expensive. I don't even understand. And he played his – like, through what he was going through, the fact that he suited up every Sunday, I think was pretty impressive. Dude's tough as nails.
Yep.
Moving on to center, the most useless position for us to talk about since we do have – the goat at center right now. That's right. Linderbaum's already the goat. Andre James re-signed with the Raiders. Cushenberry. Remember when this guy he was coming out?
Yeah.
And I still remember covering
Ohio State kid,
draft,
right?
Dude. No, I think it was like UNC or something. It was some – I could be wrong. But I'm pretty sure Cushenberry was like UNC. Look it up.
Okay.
LSU? LSU. Okay.
LSU.
All right. Well, I was closer.
We were both wrong. How are you closer? At least I said like a big name school.
UNC it puts out players every year. Drake May is probably gonna be the second or third.
Yeah, and he's
the
next Mitch Trubisky.
All right. Maybe. We don't know. We don't know, Jimbo.
Know.
Oh, yeah. You know. Oh, who are you, Mel Kiper? Who is this guy?
I do live in the land of pleasant living.
Yeah, you do. That's true. And speaking of guys we covered for the draft, Tyler Biadasz. I remember his name pronounced Biadasz. He was with the Cowboys, if I remember correctly. He got drafted out of Wisconsin, and now he's with the Commanders. Look at that. And then guard, let's see here. Kevin Zeitler still listed.
Yeah.
Still available. Yeah. Still a couple other names on this list. Dalton Risner. I always mess that name up. But
Cologne actually got a contract today. So this is not up to date, but Tristan did.
Throw it out.
Yeah, throw out the list.
Throw out the whole list. Where is he? Oh, there he is. Okay, who'd he go to?
I forgot, but shout out to him.
Yeah. Making his bread.
Yeah.
Ezra Cleveland back with the Jags. Robert Hunt signed with the Panthers. Jonah Jackson with the Rams. And Graham Glasnow re-signs with the Detroit Lions. But both our guards from last season, Kevin Zeitler and John Simpson, are on this list. Both still available. You still any chance that the Ravens could realistically still sign Kevin Zeitler despite the $4 million in dead cap?
I think there's a chance. If you're telling me that, I mean, you're telling me there's a chance. Yeah, I think there's a chance.
Okay.
Yeah, that's. Gotcha. I mean, basically how I feel about it. There's a chance.
There's a chance. So you're saying
you know. Let's see what else we got going on here. Yeah. So guard, interior defensive line. Now, this obviously is one that's important to us. Justin Madubuike is. The note. Also, Leonard Williams just re-signed with the Seattle Seahawks. Christian Wilkins, of course, got the bag from the Raiders. Chris Jones got the Brinks trucks of bags from the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know how the Kansas City Chiefs are going to afford anyone else on defense but him at this point. But there's still some names out there. DJ Reader is a name.
Yeah, Christian Wilkins going to the Raiders. What he does as an interior pass rusher, you put him next to Max Crosby, who is just terrifying. Like, if a like if he was born hundreds of years ago, he'd be a Viking. Like, and he would just be terrifying on the battlefield. Yeah. Those two next to each other is a pretty scary proposition for opposing quarterbacks. But look at the money that they give to interior. Like, it's insane. Some of these deals, man. Some of these deals are crazy, bro.
Yeah, man. Hey, shout out to them, dude.
Yeah, getting absolutely paid. I don't see the Ravens being active in this market.
No.
They're pretty deep at D tackle, and they just paid one an obscene amount of money. But let's move on to the edge defender position here. We see Josh Allen does get franchise tagged by the Jags. And guys, just so you guys know, because there's a lot of confusion, if you didn't see our show when we talked about the cap, that number, that 1 year franchise tag, is what we would have had to pay Patrick Queen if they chose to franchise tag him, because they don't differentiate between inside and outside linebackers. So all those saying, oh, why'd they just waste the tag by tagging him for 3 days and signing him for a deal? We could have tagged Patrick Queen. There's no way they're tagging Patrick Queen for $24 million. No chance.
No. Let's see. Brian Burns, of course, got tagged as well. We talked about him. They've been fumbling that whole.
And they traded him for nearly as much.
He went to the Giants?
I will give the Giants credit there. You know, when they got Thibodeau, they got Dexter Lawrence and Brian Burns.
That's
a hell of a pass rush group right there.
Took some time for Wink not to be there.
Damn it, Wink. You should have stayed one more year, buddy.
I know. I don't blame him for leaving, though. But I just want to actually name, you know, Za'Darius Smith, of course, former Raven, re-signed with the Browns. Let me see real quick.
Leonard Floyd got a one-year deal
with the Niners, right?
2 years.
Two-year deal with the Niners, sorry. But I just want to name a couple people out there that will be interesting to see, and I think should be on the watch for the Ravens. Obviously, Kyle Van Noy and Clowney, of course, are still out there. But Danielle Hunter, Glenn,
I know, man,
is out there.
Some Danielle Hunter
is out there, and I don't know what people's thoughts are on Chase Young. But every day they sit, they get less and less expensive. So
they'd have to sit a long time.
Yeah. Well,
what about Calais?
No.
He's up there.
I know, but
I
don't think we need him back. I mean, I think we paid Medibike too much money to bring in Calais Campbell.
Okay, that's fair.
You know,
that's fair.
Yeah, but I think they'll make a move here. I think obviously Clowney's the guy, and I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. Of course, AJ Epenesa re-signed with the Bills, and they're trying to pay Von Miller a bazillion dollars. So
they don't know what they're doing.
No, they have no idea what they're doing. All right, DK, let's keep moving this thing.
Yeah.
Daddy's got to make some brownies.
All right. That sounded like it could be misconstrued into something.
Hey, you can construe it as to whatever you want.
Okay. All right. Linebacker. Speaking of Patrick Queen, there he is, remains unsigned, although there's heavy talks between him and the Seattle Seahawks, as well as apparently the Carolina Panthers are jumping in.
Don't and
they
do it,
put their hat in the ring. I don't really hope it. For his sake, he follows Mike McDonald over to Seattle. Me too. Place for a good organization like that and not the dumpster fire that is the Carolina Panthers. Levante David, big name, is still unsigned. Bobby Wagner set a career record. And that's shocking, because Bobby Wagner has every year he has fantastic stats. He put up like 170 tackles last year. He's a free agent now.
Yeah.
So if Patrick Queen goes there, look out for someone that's trying.
Devin White, keep your eyes on it too.
Yeah, good.
Because
player.
Look, everyone talks about Simpson having that little game he had at the end of the year and him being a running mate with Rowe, but don't think for 1 second the Ravens are going to sit there and depend upon a guy that they don't feel 1,000% confident in if they can get a proven vet.
Yep.
You know, so don't be surprised.
Any chance Bobby Wagner comes and plays for the vet minimum? Tell me there's a chance.
I think there's a chance he comes to play here. I don't think it's for the vet minimum, but it could be for a reasonable price tag that the Ravens are willing to pay. Is Tyus Bowser? Tyus Bowser obviously is technically still in.
He's an outside linebacker,
but he's gone, so he should be on this list somewhere.
Well,
or on the other list somewhere. Yeah,
if he's worthy of it.
Yeah, if he's worthy. All right, let's keep moving this thing. DK, is that cool? Is that cool with you, Glenn?
Yeah.
All right, cornerback is a room to look out for. Of course, the Ravens have two good corners, but we need depth. Rocky Sin, of course, as you can imagine, on this list. Jeff Okuda, gets he was the former third round pick, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, number three overall pick.
Yeah.
Number three overall pick to the Detroit Lions.
Yep.
Signed a 1 year, $4.75 million deal with the Texans. Jalen Johnson gets a 4 year, $76 million deal with the Chicago Bears. And Kansas City, of course, put Legarius Sneed on the franchise tag and said they are willing to entertain trades.
Dude, let me ask you something. Stephon Gilmore was an absolute monster once again last year.
Yeah, he'd be fun.
Dude, just because then you got Stevens and him on the outside. Let Marlon come inside, dude.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Just don't want to overpay because we've been paying the secondary for we're still locked up in the secondary, and Kyle Hamilton is going to be so much money. So make it a 1 year thing.
I think he would play for that. Like he's an older guy.
Yeah. So
I just don't think they can afford it. But man, that would be fun, dude.
It would be awesome. It would be awesome, and certainly don't think the Ravens aren't thinking about it.
I think Legarius Sneed, although franchise tagged, I think they got to work out a deal. They just gave Chris Jones all this money. I don't know how they can pay him $19 million.
Right, or they've got to trade him.
Yeah, which don't be shocked if a team doesn't step up, dude.
Yeah, so somebody said in the chat, they don't need to pay offensive linemen because all they do is hold. And, you know, let's just be honest, right? And then defensively, they never get called for anything up front. So why do you need corners?
Dude, you know what I just saw too a couple days ago, Jimbo, that I almost sent to you, but it would just send you into a frenzy. It was a compilation. Apparently, Pat Mahomes has the most interceptions overturned due to penalty in like the last 4 years.
Are you surprised?
It's not even close. It's not even close. And it showed this compilation of him throwing picks, and then the flag comes out. It's a penalty somewhere else on the field or something, dude. Oh
my gosh.
It was bad. It was bad.
It's ridiculous. Oh, I got to see it. You got to send it to me. All right. But yeah, expect the Ravens to be active in the cornerback room. Certainly, obviously, today is not the day, but expect them to be active. Now, as far as safeties go, Geno Smith, we talked about, he's now a bungle. Mm-hmm. We wish him all the luck, except when he plays the Ravens. Xavier McKinney got a fat deal from the Green Bay Packers. Winfield, of course, gets a 1 year deal. He's on the tag there. Kyle Duggar, also franchise tagged. Now, how does that work? Why is their discrepancy so different?
Free safety and strong safety. I thought it was just safety lumped but together. I guess they do differentiate. Hey,
good for the safeties. The linebackers couldn't even figure that one out.
Yeah. they could not. I tell you what, name on this list. Again, it's probably not possible from a financial standpoint, but Jeremy Chinn would be.
Yeah, we talked about this guy. Whoop. We both loved him in the draft.
Yeah, that guy would be something special. He had a great rookie year. I think he was rookie of the year defensively, if I remember correctly. He was a heck of a player. C.J. Gardner-Johnson's. I mean, Deshaun Elliott. I mean, there's so many good safeties. Even after a bunch of names have come off the list, Micah Hyde, Jerron Curse. I mean. There is a ton, Jordan Poyer, a ton of really, really good safety still on the market. Obviously, like Jimmy said, it would have to be a bargain for the Ravens, even though I do think that they value being able to the flexibility to move Kyle Hamilton around. Yep. They got too much invested, so they can only bargain shop again.
Right. Yeah, that's all you can do. All right, what else we got, DK? Oh, is that the whole list?
That's it. Right?
Well, look, that wraps up really day one. But this is just day one, Glenn. I just want to reiterate to everyone that it's generally not at this point where the Ravens are. And most teams that have a quarterback that they're paying a ton of money to don't spend a lot of their time on day one, right? You've got to be creative. You got to be patient. You got to let it pay off. I think a few names for me to keep your eyes on: Derrick Henry, J.K. Dobbins. I think from a cornerback room, Glenn, I think who knows? But why am I blanking on his name?
Gilmore.
I want to say Gilbert. Keep your eye out there because I think there's value in what, like you said, in that combination of those three. And then obviously the offensive linemen, see what they do there. They just address it in the draft. It's going to be exciting, man, the next few days.
Yeah, it's relax, guys. Relax.
Take a breath.
As Ravens fans, okay. Relax. This is normal. But yeah, don't forget that they bargain shop with guys like Clowney and Van Noy and Darby last year. Now we're you know, sad that some of those guys are leaving. They could very well hit it again and get those guys at the end of the season that look like bargains now, but look like steals later on. So, but keep us tuned in, hit the notification bell so you can keep up to date when we go live or when we post any content. That way you are up to date on all your Ravens news, but that's it for us tonight. Hope you guys have a good night, and we'll talk to you soon.
See ya.
See ya.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.